Nick?
Yes, sir.
Two things. One, on this McCloskey-Baker thing. Have we got any investigations that cover that? Do we know anything about what broke up there today?
We had no information on that, Mr. President. That's something new from Williams.
It looks like to me we ought to study and investigate every possible angle if there's any, see if any federal law has been violated. It doesn't look very good to me.
Well, if his facts are right, they've been wrong before.
Yeah.
That fellow's not very reliable. He's getting them from.
Yeah.
All right, sir. We will.
I think you better get prepared and go into every possible angle see if there's any violation of federal law, and I think FBI would have plenty of jurisdiction. And I think at this time, when they interview this fellow, they ought to interview him.
All right.
They've been interviewing him 2 or 3 years, and I know that I never heard of any contributions to the Kennedy-Johnson campaign, and my judgment is this fellow never heard of him. My judgment is that they may very well have been some money paid to them, but my judgment is it wasn't paid for any Kennedy-Johnson campaign, because both of us were out campaigning, and this fellow wasn't raising any money for us. And I think that this is a part of the general attempt of this Don Reynolds to deliberately smear and lie on these things. I think that they really ought to take his record and look at it and interview him and get everything, and let's see what he's said to them before.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they've interviewed him very thoroughly if he'd been involved in $35,000 payoff and had never told them.
Well, this is my reason for doubting it, Mr. President, because he has been interviewed. And I think he's been interviewed thoroughly, and none of this had ever come up. I have him re-interviewed.
I think I'd just call Hoover in, and Loach, and just say to him that this makes us look mighty bad if we're investigating everything about this thing, and if there's 35,000 and they've interviewed him, and they ought to have one wrap-up question. Can't you lawyers write a question and say, now, is there any other information that involves any payoffs or any contributions or in any way affects any politician that you haven't told us about?
I believe, Mr. President, probably we have him on record on that already, because they normally finish interview that way.
Then you'd have a good perjury then, wouldn't you? I would look at that. Now, what's this? Look at that, and then let's get back to me with it tomorrow. Now, what's this story I see on television about our name being off the ballot in Iowa?
That we've taken care of, I think. They goofed out there, Mr. President, and we worked today with Harold Leventhal, and I believe that there is no problem, and the name will be on there.
The state chairman didn't file when he was supposed to?
State chairman didn't file when he was supposed to. We've got an answer to that, which I am quite confident that will stand up, and I think we also can hit him back with the fact that I don't think the Republicans filed in time either. So I think we've got them both coming and going.
Now, can you see that some steps are taken with Leventhal to see if the other 50 states are checked so that doesn't happen to us?
Yes, sir.
If we haven't got sense enough to get on the ticket, we haven't got sense enough to operate administration.
And I
thought John Bailey had the machinery and equipment. I've left every one of them in over there to do this, but if they're not watching it, well, you better see it. Leventhal takes the proper steps to research the statute to see what we need to do and that we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Will you undertake to see that he does that? And if I don't hear from you, I know that's all
right. That's been done.
All right. Bye.